Hi, everyone. And yes, we are back for another episode of the Kiki Queen brought to you by me, Elfias. Now, let's get into it. Like, oh my God, I'm back. It's me. I'm back. And she's back. Bringing you back. It's back. It's me. And I'm back. Okay, so I'm back from my little mid-season break. Do I think I'm Wendy Williams? Absolutely. Am I taking mid-season breaks? Absolutely. And to be quite honest with you, it's been gorgeous. You know, I love making content for the kids. The kids want the content and I'm living for it. Like, it actually brings me joy. Like, it brings me joy to do this. Like, I really do enjoy it. Like, no lies there. It's pure joy. But it is a job. Like, between the concept, the recording, the editing, the like note taking, it is a job. Like, it does take a portion of my time, which, you know, sometimes when we're giving it to the kids week after week, we do just have to take a step back and we do just have to like do a little bit of self-care. And like, that's totally what I've been doing. Now we are here for a monthly read. But to be honest, like, I don't really like feel like I know what I want to do. So like, I'm just not going to say what I want to say because the point is I haven't really thought about it. But I'm probably just going to like, I don't know. I kind of just wanted to be like more of a catch up rather than me talk about like what's been happening in the world. And, you know, I kind of just want to talk about me. That's weird. But oh well. Let's just flashback over my month from a personal perspective of like really me and my body and my surroundings as opposed to the global world. Not to say that it doesn't matter in the global world. Of course it does, but actually I feel it's a bit heavy right now. And I definitely think we're in a space where everyone is kind of become accustomed, let's say, to where we're at. But like the also constant changing global environment is definitely, I feel, on everybody's radar and like definitely should be if it isn't. And like quite a lot of it is negative. So I just don't feel like doing that today. So I'm just gonna just try and keep this cute, try and give this some good energy, just some good vibes, just a real Kiki with the girls. You know me. Nothing new there. To be honest, I will speak on a little bits of the news or something, but like not really. But there is no way that I can start this month and talking about what I'm working on. Ooh, they working on a project. They making a creation. It's the creation for me, bitch. Yes. So if you do not follow me on Instagram, then you probably wouldn't have seen, but I did put out a little chit chat. So I had a chit chat and I just felt like, you know, it really is the time for me to kind of create a professional dance piece. I've been like, definitely been creating it in my brain for some time, but like, I just really needed like all of the variables around me to be in the right conditions. And both that like on an external / materialistic point of view, but also from an internal, like I needed to be at the right place with my mental health to kind of get my point across adequately and correctly and effectively. Oh God, those were some descriptive terms if I've ever heard them. And so yeah, basically best way you can keep up with that is through Instagram, but I did create a PayPal pool. I love saying that word because it's just like such a tongue twister. PayPal pool. Made a PayPal pool. And it will be in the bio of the episodes from now on until the kind of piece is out. Basically, just, there is a full description on the PayPal pool, but if you felt like donating, supporting, helping, throw a little coin here or there, that will really help make these things come together, because I do have to pay for the dancers, their time, their costumes, the editing, the space, the post-production, the COVID-safe materials. Like, it's a lot. And like, as I said in the video, if you haven't seen, you can definitely check it out on my Instagram. Sorry, I keep plugging that, but I'm gonna calm down now. But like, if I could fund it myself, I absolutely would, but I can't. I can't. And I have a lot going on right now, actually. I will move home. I'm moving home. And that already is a stress in itself. That's also my financial situation. And so it's a bit like, you know, everything happens at once. And but we're not gonna let that get us down. We're gonna work with it. And this kind of community effort is just really gorgeous to me. And is it socialism? I don't know. I've asked that question multiple times. If someone feels like they could explain that, please do. I'd be happy to read that. Period. Anyway, enough about that. The PayPal pool. will be in the description of this podcast for the coming weeks. And yeah, please donate if you feel, if not, share and all that goodness. And that's enough of that. Like, that's enough self-plugging. I've plugged myself enough. I've butt-plugged myself enough. I'm having a gorgeous rosé wine spritzer, and it's taking me really, 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 really all the way back to when I was living in England, specifically in the north, in Leeds, with some of my girls, especially around this time of year, heading into summer also. After a long day of work, we would go to a bar and just drink white wine spritzers or like rosé wine spritzers, and we were really just like the girls, and it was so gorgeous, and I haven't had that in just some time. And actually, I know it's very uncouth to make a spritzer with like lemonade or like a limeade, but I prefer it because I just think the citrus and the sweetness helps like really bring out the tones, especially of a rosé. Oh my god. So that's what I'm drinking right now, and I'm living for it. So if anyone is looking for a new drink inspiration, it's not new, but have a rosé spritzer and try it with like a limeade, and like definitely like spend a little money on the limeade, like get a good quality one, and like one that's like full of flavor, and you're really on the right track there. Like a Sicilian lemon. Oh, Sicilian lemon. So, very long intro about nothing. What's with me? To be honest, this month, like, as I said, I took the time off from this and was kind of very focused also on my other project. But I don't know, I feel really, really inspired. I feel really renewed and really just like fresh. I'm also at the same time completely exhausted, like, in the best way possible. My brain is just like done at the end of each day, but like I wake up like refreshed, renewed, ready to like keep going. Like I'm really like using all of my capacity on what I care about, and that's really, really gorgeous. And my physical body itself, like really just like trying to explore movement from my perspective even more, and like put that on and like push the body and like really make it physical. And that's what I'm doing, and now my body is gagging, girl. She is gagging. Gagging, honeys. Oof, absolute. Oh, the spritzer, you could never. Oh, ooh. Ooh. Period. Yeah. So I've definitely been able to have some cute moments and definitely enjoyed some energies with just like cute people that have just like lifted me up, even in this panorama where everything's just getting a little bit loca. Okay, I don't need to talk about this. Like, I really don't need to talk about that. Sorry, I really don't want to speak about it, actually. So let's just move on from that. But apparently, anyone can get an AstraZeneca vaccine in Germany. I'm not the news. Don't quote me. Don't even try it. Don't even try it. But as I told you all from the very beginning, I am gagging to get my hands on the vaccination. So that is hopefully coming for me very soon. I am not skeptical about AstraZeneca. I know some people are, and that's totally your opinion. I mean, as long as it's like informed and it's your opinion. If it's just through the news, then come on, kids. Like, I don't need to be the mother of reason here, but I mean, come on. Like, if anything in this podcast that I've been like harping on about the longest time is just like, be informed, like make decisions from your perspective, like actually like do the work to make your, to get the knowledge, right? Like knowledge is power. So even especially around like these vaccinations, AstraZeneca, the whole bit, yeah, like make your own opinion, like do the work, like, because I mean, like listening to like the news, which can often be from like a right wing perspective or just like a very ill-informed thing, then it's just like not always it. So do your own. There is, of course, though, like, such a crisis because of people being so picky about which vaccination they want, which I can understand to a point, but at the same time, it means there's, like, so many unused vaccines, and there are countries, specifically, like, India right now, which is having a major COVID boom, and there's no vaccinations, and there's actually a really interesting, like, short docu thing on Vox about vaccination inequality and how the rich countries like snagged all of the vaccines before they were even made, and has therefore like lower income or like lower GDP countries that couldn't get vaccines, who are having major waves, that have less access to health service ventilators and just like services they need and vaccines, and so people are dying at an extreme rate that does not need to be. So also, like, inform yourself about that, perhaps. I mean, I said I didn't want to speak too much on about it because, like, it's also quite, it's tough. It really is tough. It's not, it's a very sensitive subject, but, like, we particularly us, if we're listening here in Germany or something, I think we really need to be, or like in England or even the US also, because I know some of my listeners are there, like, think about like vaccination inequality and like how that really is like playing out, not just in your immediate circles, because of course within any country anyway, there's always usually like racial structures that provide inequality there, but also on a global perspective, like, where's the tea? I read something about like the everyday, don't quote me, but it was a tweet, and I think it said like every day that we don't release the vaccination patterns is a day that we fail global humanity. And that is so true. Like, people keeping the patterns for vaccinations, like the structure or whatever, like, private and not sharing it to other countries or things like that, is just like, or like trying to capitalize on it like extremely, is really ugly. Like, really think about that. Like, that's so, why are we not caring for everybody around the world? Like, you know, it's like, even sometimes like before all of the other prejudices or something that take place, like, we're also still human. Like, when we strip it back down to the T, like, we're all human, and like, yes, there's like always conflicts, but I don't think, like, when there is a vaccination, like, I don't think people should be dying at the rate they are because people, countries are being greedy. Because I read something that like countries often buy so many vaccines that they can vaccinate their population, like, I think Canada can do it 6 times over their whole population. What? The UK is also like 4, I think. The US is at 2. I mean, the US is like, do you know what I mean? Again, these are just like, I'm just recalling from the top of my head. So these are, you can find this on this Vox thing on YouTube. So look at that. And maybe it's going to give you a bit more clear. Maybe I got some of the statistics wrong. But anyway, just as a general, like, yeah. Okay, well, I didn't really plan to go that deep, but I did. Oh, I definitely, this is really like, don't mean to sound like very, like, I don't care about anything. I do. I'm just trying to kind of like move on to like something more gaggy and live. Anyway, I bought myself some Prada shoes and I love them, and a little bag. And I just think sometimes you just got to really work hard for yourself and just like treat yourself. And that was definitely me. And I'm kind of loving it. I mean, I'm going to alter it though, because it's like really not the gag for me, but it is also a bit of a gag. I'm so annoying. What am I talking about? I mean, spring is here. Spring is definitely here. We've had some gorgeous days. I've totally had some gorgeous days. The sun. Ooh, the sun. But then we're back to also just like really gray mornings. And like, it's kind of stressing me out because like it's affecting like my chest and like my nose, you know, like my sinuses, I think, is quite common, right? And the throat and the hay fever. I don't know if I have hay fever, but I think sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. So I don't know if it's like that or the day. But anyway, I'm just like really dying for the summer. Like, oh God, I just want consistency. I really do just want consistency. I'm just like switching topics like constantly because, like, as I said, I'm also exhausted in this point of recording. Like, I've just finished work and whew, this is like, love to do it, love to give the kids content, but I'm also just like at a point where I'm just like, oh, this is kind of a bit the last thing we wanted to do, but you know, hey ho, we're here. But oh my God, I fucking forgot what I wanted to say. Oh no. So in this time that I've been away, like, I've definitely been trying to keep up a little bit on Instagram, and I put out another bit about kind of mental health and taking medication, and I got just such a wonderful response. And I don't know what I'm trying to say. Oh my God, I don't know. The response was great. But anyway, you know, I've spoke about it here, and oh, there we go. I wanted to ask you, like, let me know, as we're going to part 2 of season 1, it's just 2 parts, season 1. Let's see about season 2, okay? Mm-hmm, okay. What do you really want to hear from me in season 1? Like, this is a short one. This is really, I'm exhausted, I'm gaggy. And when I'm on a topic, it's a bit easier. I don't want to speak too much about the world at the moment. So I'm just giving you my gag. Just think we're just here with our goals. But I'm so annoying. What do you want to hear from me? Like, please let me know, like, what topics you would love to discuss. I know I do have some, and there are some that I can't speak about exactly right now, but they will come in months to time, in some months' time. That is just based on my certain situation right now and things, and I just need to make sure that, you know, I'm covered legally, perhaps, or I don't know, in a safe space for me to speak on certain things. But definitely, like, please do send them in, because I really do appreciate it. And it really does help me. And, you know, I want to deliver to you what, you know, in the same way that it's me just giving the tea. Like, also, like, we can collab, and we can do it together, kind of. I mean, unless I just don't want to do it, and then I'm not going to do it because it's me. But, you know, maybe I do. I know that, like, my mental health episode got a lot of good positive feedback, and people were very encouraged by it, or I don't know what the word is. As I told you, I'm really dying right now. As well as, of course, Slut Talks. There is a Slut Talks episode coming that I'm really excited about. Maybe it might be next week. Who knows? But I'm really excited for that. Anyway, like, do let me know what you want to do. I'm really sorry that this was just, like, so... I don't even know what I said. It's really short. It's probably really boring. But maybe... Anyway, I'm back. I'm here. I'm feeling really good. I'm living the embrace of that I felt around me and my identity, particularly, like, as I step further into my transness and become in line with my identity. Like, I just felt really loved, and just, like, people really making an effort to get my pronouns and my name correct. And I do understand that, you know, sometimes, you know, change is effort, but I definitely do see the effort, and I'm really appreciative of the effort, and do remind that all trans people deserve effort at all times. Like, I mean, everybody deserves effort, period, but, like, particularly in this field, trans people do need that, and I'm really fortunate to receive that on a regular basis. I mean, of course, there are still... Some of the kids still be doing getting it wrong, and I'm just like, oh. Sometimes you gotta pick your battles. Like, with my energy level, sometimes I'm just like, bitch, pick the battles. So I pick the battles. I'm just like, smiling, and I'm just like, okay, we're done here. But for those that do lift me up, I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the support continuously. And with that, after everything said and done, BB! Be sure to come back next week and Kiki again with me, the Kiki Queen. In the meantime, you can always, always, always get at me on Instagram at Elfierce _. That's Elfierce _, where my legs and DMs are open for you. And please do make the most of that. Okay, wait, I'm a bit shit at... Wait, so I'm like, please make the most of it, but I'm also a bit shit at DMs. But it's just like, sometimes my DM is like 200 messages, and I'm like, whoa. And sometimes when I get like... bit of a difficult one, of course I'm a bit like, oh, I don't really want to go back into that, like, Pandora's box. But I do try to keep on top of them, like, really. So apologies if you've sent something and I haven't got back to you. Like, it's just can be a bit of a whirlwind, especially when I'm putting out videos or something on Instagram. But if I can be so cheeky to ask, but, like, just, like, keep trying. I mean, you know, don't exhaust yourself, but yeah, I will really try my best to get back to you. And also, I think sometimes the messages, like, delete, like, I don't know, don't work in tech. Anyway, I've already signed off and I'm still talking. Enjoy your days. I hope that this weekend coming is gorgeous for you, and I hope that wherever you are, there's some gorgeous weather and you can enjoy a little bit of vitamin Z, because let me tell you, girl, I am missing the vitamin Z, not in my booty, but on my body, that's for sure. And with that, baby, I'm going, okay? Mwah. Kisses, love, light, happiness, joy. She's run out of power, bro. I got nothing left for you. Expensive cunt only.